Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our worship service. The readings that are as follows. The Old Testament reading is Joel 2, 28 to 32. The Epistle, 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 11. And the Gospel, St. John 14, verses 23 to 31. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and the promise, his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, God the Father, Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, the Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. And thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of thy just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness, the holiness of living here, and dwell with you forever above. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Let's confess our faith according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament, Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my Spirit. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great day, the terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So far. The Epistle, 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 11. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, watch unto prayer, and above all things be fervent in charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one toward another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God has given him, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel, St. John chapter 14, verses 23 to 31. And Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, let it neither be afraid. You have heard how it was said unto them, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it comes to pass, that when it does come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, and let us go hence. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I read from John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Holy Ghost, whom my Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So far. Something has happened to Pentecost. We celebrate one Pentecost after another without a ripple of reaction. What happened the first Pentecost? The Holy Spirit came, and it doesn't happen that way anymore. Let's go back to Jerusalem to that day and catch the vision. Renew our loyalty. An early band of Christians had spent only a few years at the feet of our Lord. And much of what Jesus had said really fell on deaf ears. They could not understand. And much of what Jesus had told them sounded rather foolish, even after his resurrection. Christ was compelled to label them as fools, slow to believe all that the prophets had foretold. On the very eve of his ascension, they were far from understanding the full truth of his suffering and his death, his resurrection, his kingdom that was not of this world. How could they be his witnesses while doubt and fear clouded their hearts, clouded their thinking? They were a confused band of sheep without a shepherd. With Christ gone, the scribes and the Pharisees considered them no threat. But then came Pentecost, the promise Christ made. He said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send, shall bring all things back to your remembrance. And suddenly, these first followers saw the whole grand plan of salvation in all of its glory. The lowly birth, company with the Pharisees and the sinners, the shame of the cross, the victory of the open grave, these were all parts of one divine plan. And now they all fit together. All the hope of the Old Testament prophecies, the perfect New Testament fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So much, it made no sense at that time. So much had been forgotten. But it all came rushing back as the Holy Spirit filled their hearts. Well, there has been no rushing mighty wind, no tongues as a fire, no sudden gift of speaking in languages. But there has been and will ever be the power of the Holy Ghost to open blind eyes, hearts to believe what the apostle wrote by divine inspiration. You see, we have nothing new. It's the same truth that Jesus Christ spoke. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's the same old story about sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's the same story, the same old story about our Savior from sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin. Wherever the Word of God is spoken, proclaimed, people learn if they die in their sins, they are damned to hell. But if they come to the cross of Christ, there is forgiveness, life, salvation for all who believe. You see, all the forces of hell cannot take the truth of God away from us, or us away from his protecting arms. Another blessing we receive is peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. And we need peace with God. The Comforter brings this peace. He leads us out to Calvary, where that peace was won. And there we see the battle rage, and we hear the triumphant shout, "It is finished! Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners are now reconciled." The devil himself cannot destroy this peace, nor separate us from God. St. Paul writes, "Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And this peace changes men and women. What it did for crude fishermen, for cheating publicans, for a woman of the streets, it does for us today. For we cannot sidestep, we cannot stand before God unless the heavenly stains of our sins have been wiped away. We cannot find real happiness and peace of mind unless our guilt has been removed. And we cannot sidestep the terrors of death, avoid eternal judgment and condemnation, unless the evil on our hands and in our minds and souls is pardoned. And since we are constantly leading ourselves into greater guilt, Jesus Christ has paid the full payment of every unholy thought, word, and action in our lives, suffered their punishment, blotted them out, and in God's sight, they no longer exist to be charged against us. All this our Savior did when, on the cross, he became sin for us who knew no sin. Here, then, is the Christ that we need, the Christ that we must have, if we are to get right with God, and the Christ that we do have by simple, trusting faith. This is the peace of God that we have in Christ. This is ours when the Comforter comes and says, "Rejoice," because the Comforter has now come. Amen. We continue with confession and absolution. And I'll ask you before God, who searches your heart, Do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.